everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on YouTube Live and also on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love and uniting the whole world with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, the lover who loves, the one who speaks all the languages of love, gifts of service, gift giving, physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation. She's got it all down, and she speaks the sixth language of love. And yes, I know you are on the edge of your seat wondering what that is. She loves you. And you can't get any better than that to have a doctor who loves you. I mean, seriously, folks, when was the last time your doctor said, I love you? But I'm telling you, every single Monday, as she straps on her headset and sits down in front of her computer, Dr. Carolyn Dean is here to let you know that you are loved. Your body is loved. You have all the potential that you need in this world, and you have everything within your grasp to actually transform your health, your vitality, your well-being, and your lifestyle just because of our will to be known by you as one who truly does love and care about you, your health, and the health of your family. That's what we're here to do tonight for the next 2 hours. If you're the first time you're joining us, we welcome you and say congratulations. We're so glad you found us. We put out the signal every week. Me, 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 me. Anyone on the planet who's interested in knowing how to radically transform your health and or sustain the amazing health that you have and or explore new ways to be even more vital and alive or to capitalize on the health and the vitality that you already enjoy by being in a network of people who are committed to living well and enjoying life, then you are here in the right place. So I want to say a couple things about our show tonight. It is a two-hour show. This is a call-in talk radio show. Dr. Dean will do her announcements in the beginning, and she's going to talk about a topic that's near and dear to her heart, and that is the misconception that magnesium may not be good for your kidneys. And after we blow through that, we're going to take your calls. We're going to answer emails. And if anytime during the show that you hear something that's causing conflict or controversy in your mind, if we're live like we are right now, you can hit us up on YouTube or the radio station chat line. We'll respond to you. And if you're listening after the show through our archives, our podcast, please don't hesitate to put your comments below on YouTube or to email us at questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S at drcarolyndeanlive.com. I'll repeat that several times during the show, and we will address your questions. This is not a health advice show. We can't do that. But what Dr. Dean will do is tell you what she would do if she were you. And, well, she is you. She might be the author of the best-selling Magnesium Miracle, but she's you. And she might be a herbalist and a nutritionist, and she might do acupuncture, and she might do Qigong and feng shui, and she might be a snappy dancer, but she's also you. She has a heart and a brain and a body just like yours, and she's kept hers in pretty good shape by following her own advice and doing her own thing. So she'll tell you what she would do if it were her in your shoes, and that's going to be very helpful to you. I can guarantee it. Now, I just want to say, before I bring her in, that one of the people who's been very silently, quietly in the background, listening to the things the doctor says every week, is our most special producer, Rachel. And she just told me her little testimonial that she's about ready to kick her blood pressure medicine to the curb because she doesn't need it anymore. She's been gradually cutting back. She's been gradually increasing her REMAG. And now she's at a point of homeostasis. And we wish the same for you. Not that we don't like drugs. Drugs have their place. Not that we don't like surgery. Not any of that. We love it all. But it has its place. And the real place that we want to take in your heart and in your body is the remineralization of your body so you don't need to rely on drugs. So Rachel, we thank you for that. We're so happy that our producer is skedaddling along with the program as Dr. Dean recommends, following all sage advice, and it's paying off. So without further ado, I must bring her into you, our very own delicious and totally delightful and absolutely dynamic, 100% Dr. Carolyn Dean.
And there are the angels. And I hate to start off with a comment or a question, but Jenny, there's this clicking, banging. It reminds me of when I was in Girl Guide Camp where we'd hear the chord of the flag banging against the pole. Click, click, click. I don't know. Did you get that new headset you promised? There it is. Click, 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 constant.
Okay.
There it is again.
What's it just happened on? Again. Okay, something must be happening. I will fix it. Yeah. I will mute and I will fix it.
Okay.
Press
okay.
on.
Off we go. Okay, yes. Now, Ginny mentioned the five love languages. It's a book by Gary Chapman. Jenny told me about this book a couple of years ago, actually. I didn't know she was going to mention it, but all of a sudden one day she said to me, you know, what you do is your love language is giving gifts. And I read the book and I realized, and then Jenny realized too, that the five languages are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving and giving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. And I like doing it all. And I know a lot of people do. And I realize with the way the quarantine has affected all of us, we don't have the physical touch. The acts of service, it's difficult when you're not with people. You can give and receive gifts, though. You're not able to really spend quality time, words of affirmation. You can do that on the phone or internet, but I think a lot of us spend time kind of complaining about what's going on. So, I mean, there's a deficit there. And if you know that, then, you know, just try to recover from that and practice your five love languages, words of affirmation, quality time, giving and receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Today, as Jenny said, we have the chronic kidney disease, how to safely supplement with magnesium. This is one of the biggest concerns I have because more and more allopathic medicine is talking about, you know, kidney failure, chronic kidney disease, and they put a burden on people because even with the way they describe the testing for the kidneys, they talk about kidney failure. Here are the stages of chronic kidney failure, they say, or chronic kidney disease. And when you're at the stage of like 0 to 1 and, you know, pretty much everything is normal, they still have the word failure there. And it makes people kind of give up. It's like, well, if I'm already in failure, you know, what's there to do? And in terms of medicine, well, in a sense, thankfully, there are no drugs for kidney disease, mild kidney disease. They do tell you to take, you know, health precautions, but one of the very blatant negative things they say right away to anyone who has even a pinch of kidney filtration problems is don't take magnesium. And this is what we're going to talk about today and why that kind of attack on magnesium comes about and what we can do about it. So the blog that Ginny sent out, you can find it at drcarolindeanlive.com, or it's in your email box, in your inbox, sent out today to announce the show. So the NIH, National Institutes of Health, acknowledges a growing burden of kidney disease. So they state that. Statistics show a sharp increase in kidney disease affecting 1 in 10 American adults. More and more people are looking for alternatives to improve the structure and function of their kidneys. That's why one of the most requested sections from my book, The Magnesium Miracle, the 2017 edition, is titled Kidney Disease. And it's partly because kidney patients are being told that they can't take magnesium. And actually, if you don't have the book, you can get in touch with our customer service at support@rnareset.com and ask for that chapter to be sent to you by PDF in your email. Magnesium and kidney disease, the issue. I've been writing about kidneys and magnesium supplementation for years to clear up the confusion about how and when to use magnesium if you have any degree of kidney disease. An article I wrote, Kidney Artery Calcification Causes Kidney Disease, gives a simple explanation of why doctors who may be uninformed about magnesium tell patients to avoid taking it. This is because patients with no kidney function who are on dialysis can build up high levels of magnesium if they're given intravenous magnesium. So if the kidneys are badly damaged, magnesium is not released. And if you give a person IV magnesium in those situations or high doses of IV magnesium, then the magnesium won't be released and can build up in the bloodstream. So those few cases led doctors to give blanket advice that all patients with any sort of kidney disease should avoid magnesium. So that is, you know, basically in error. And it just kind of magnifies what I've been calling medical illiterate. So many doctors are illiterate in the language of magnesium, illiterate in the language of nutrients. So they hear that, magnesium in kidney failure is contraindicated. And then all of a sudden, anybody with any sort of kidney disease is told to avoid magnesium. And we hear every day at customer service that people are being told to avoid magnesium. Now, I'll say here, and I'll repeat later on, our magnesium being 100% absorbed, or fully absorbed, I should say, at the cellular level because of its picometer size, it gets right into the cells. It doesn't build up in the bloodstream. And also magnesium being necessary for 80% of known metabolic functions. That's why everybody, including people with kidney disease, must have magnesium. But it has to be in the bioavailable form. As I said, REMAG bioavailability means it goes directly into the cells and it's not building up in the blood. And what is causing chronic kidney disease? I mentioned just a minute or so ago, the calcification of the kidney arteries. Just as the calcification in the heart coronary arteries causes heart problems, calcification in the carotid arteries in the neck causes stroke problems in the brain. So does calcification in the kidney arteries. They're also called renal arteries, R-E-N-A-L. And if you have enough magnesium, calcification in soft tissues like the blood vessels where calcium is not supposed to deposit, magnesium will help to dissolve the calcium in those soft tissues. So the problem of kidney disease could be being caused because of magnesium deficiency. And yet your doctor is willing to say, well, you're not allowed to take magnesium because you have kidney disease. So modern medicine says that it's in line, chronic kidney disease is in line with an epidemic of obesity and hypertension and smoking and lipid disorders, but they really don't know exactly what's causing it. The laboratory findings show elevated serum phosphorus, elevated calcium, elevated parathyroid hormone, and elevated fibroblastic growth factor. So this chronic kidney disease develops as the kidneys slow down their filtration of urine and hold on to these minerals, calcium and phosphorus. So they build up in the bloodstream and are measured as being high. So even though medical texts say that calcium and magnesium compete with each other and an excess of one can lead to excretion of the other, there's absolutely no mention of magnesium in these writings. So what if the calcium and phosphorus elevation comes first and then causes kidney damage? And the elevation could come from a lack of magnesium. Holding on to calcium is something the body does naturally, whereas magnesium is flushed out through the urine or bowels when the body is under stress or in times when you have saturated yourself with magnesium. The likely reason is that early mankind lived near oceans with access to fish and seaweeds and thus plenty of magnesium, but with few calcium sources like dairy and green leafy vegetables. Ocean water has three times more magnesium than calcium and twice more magnesium than phosphorus. Therefore, enhancing calcium absorption and preventing magnesium excess were survival mechanisms that were encoded in our wiring millennia ago. Current promotion of calcium as supplements and fortified into foods makes us a very calcified population. So this elevated calcium and phosphorus, they also trigger an alarm in the endocrine system, which responds by trying to keep calcium and phosphorus concentrations in balance. But then parathyroid hormone becomes elevated. And even though it does help to decrease phosphorus, it also increases calcium and vitamin D3. And the D3 is processed in the kidney and et cetera, et cetera. It gets kind of complicated, but the endocrine system, calcium, vitamin D, phosphorus, medicine really doesn't know what to do with all those variables. And they don't understand the incredible relationship of magnesium with all three of these nutrients. As kidney disease progresses, the rise in serum calcium and phosphorus leads to calcification in soft tissues, particularly in blood vessels. So it's a vicious cycle. But not only do I believe using our REMAG magnesium is safe, I believe it's necessary. In that article I mentioned above, in kidney artery calcification causes kidney disease, I discussed the problem of calcification of the renal arteries and the role magnesium plays in dissolving calcium. Another scenario plays out in the kidneys and bladder. If there's too much calcium in the kidneys, not enough magnesium to dissolve it, you can develop kidney stones. So calcium can also be deposited in the bladder wall, making it rigid, lowering its capacity, and leading to frequent urination and leaking. A 2015 study confirms magnesium's role in dissolving calcium crystals in artery calcification. And what we've had with our customers is people who've had bladder leakage, once they're on an RVMAG and saturated, they no longer have the leakage because the bladder loses its calcification. As I mentioned earlier, kidney artery calcification is common and may be as common as coronary artery calcification, but it has been neglected because it can't be treated with stents or artery bypass. You can't get to the kidney arteries as easily as the heart arteries. So too much calcium will knock out magnesium. So my first thought would be to treat chronic kidney disease with REMAG, which would naturally diminish calcium and phosphorus, since magnesium is required by over 1,000 enzyme systems in the body. You can be sure it's required by the kidneys. Magnesium also has about 4,000 receptor sites on body proteins. However, as I mentioned above, doctors have been conditioned to avoid magnesium in kidney disease, and also they tell patients to limit their protein intake, whereas magnesium, with its receptors sites on proteins, is actually balancing out proteins as well. And then I finish up with how to improve your kidney health. And I say I continue to lobby for the ionized magnesium and calcium testing for the public. And these tests can be used as a guide to balance your magnesium and calcium ratios in your intake. I also suggest using my REMAG to saturate your body with magnesium. Over time, your body will use the magnesium to dissolve the calcium in your arteries. Keep a food diary of the calcium-rich foods you eat. Aim for ingesting 600 milligrams of calcium per day. And if you don't get enough, if you're not eating dairy or green leafy vegetables, for example, you can supplement with our ReCalcia, 300 milligrams per teaspoon. And the amount of REMAG I recommend to people is 600 milligrams of magnesium to balance the 600 milligrams of calcium you're getting in your food, or with the ReCalcia. Personally, I had to take 1,200 milligrams when I was working on my heart palpitations, so I know some people do need more. And then consider adding your other minerals, the ones we have in REMITE, for example. And what we're looking at there is the building blocks for the cells. If there's some kidney damage going on, then we want to build up the cells. But if it's mostly the calcification that's blocking the arteries, causing filtration problems, then you start with REMAG. And then the fifth point I have here in the list is, since kidney disease and diabetes often march hand in hand, investigate a low-carb, medium-protein, high-fat meal plan. I point you to my interview with Dr. Jason Fung, and the link is in the email or on the website. Dr. Fung, who I've met personally, is an internationally known nephrologist who suggests the keto diet with modified fasting to improve pancreas and kidney function. So as a nephrologist, you know, he was running a dialysis clinic. And he said that, you know, I just couldn't stand the fact that so many of my patients are diabetics and their kidney function goes down and down and down as their kidneys do get irritated with the buildup of sugar. And he didn't really understand about the calcification. I talked to him about magnesium when I met him, and he said, "Oh my, yes." He said, "I'm a proponent of magnesium because so many of my dialysis patients have leg cramps, heart palpitations, racing heart. And I find that they do better when I put some magnesium into their IV." And I said, "When are you going to write a paper on this? You know, I'm always pushing the envelope." And he said, "Well, you know, I'll give that some time." And the reason is he's afraid to write a paper on magnesium for kidney disease because everybody thinks it's so evil. So there we have the blog. I do have some more information, but let's see what Ginny has to say about the blog, see what I left out or what people are writing on the chat.
I think you did a great job on the blog, and this is one of our favorite topics in customer service. I think we got some good questions too. So I think everything was really well done. No questions on the chat line other than Carol, who did say, "I would like to get request the section on kidney disease in a PDF format. I was just made aware of a relative who was diagnosed with kidney disease." And of course, I just responded and said, shoot them an email at support@rnareset.com and they'll get it right off to you, Carol. We'd love for you to be able to present them this information and also have them listen to the radio show. So sometimes it's also good to hear it from a doctor by the show. So we are caught up with everything in that regard, Carolyn.
Okay, good. That whole section from the book, it has the story by a health practitioner who is on dialysis. And she pushed and pushed and pushed until finally her doctor did some before dialysis and after dialysis magnesium blood tests. And she said to them, "Look, my magnesium drops when I'm on dialysis. I demand to be able to use my REMAG and keep my magnesium levels up and help me prevent leg cramps and tachycardia and even some arrhythmia." So she's educating her dialysis group. And it's also, she found that a terrible itchy skin condition that a lot of dialysis patients get began to go away when she was taking it. Deposits of phosphorus and calcium under the surface of the skin. It sounds very bizarre, but you'll read about that when you read that kidney disease chapter in my book. Now, in terms of testing, as I mentioned earlier, the filter is how they gauge so-called kidney disease. The normal rate, they say, is 90 to 120 milliliters of urine that filters per minute. And you'll read in some places that a rate below 60 mils could mean some kidney damage has occurred. And then you'll read that a normal filtration rate in the elderly is 60 or more. So they're saying right there that, let me repeat, normal 90 to 120. Below 60, maybe some damage. But in the elderly, they expect to see 60. So a couple of things here. You know, you may be a certain age and 60 is kind of normal in that age group, but all of a sudden you're being told you have really bad kidney disease because you're only 60. And, you know, they haven't taken into account your age. the other aspect of that is as people age, they get calcified. Calcification is one of the signs of aging. So that's another reason why we want to dissolve our calcium so that we don't build up this calcification, cause our kidney filtration to falter, et cetera, et cetera. So when they talk about stage one of chronic kidney disease, and that's what they call it, already you're chronic, they say that occurs if you're 90 or greater. So if you're 60, you know, they'll put you down at, stage two is 60 to 89, and stage three is 30 to 59. And all they say in these, in the websites, the kidney disease websites, control your blood sugar if you have diabetes. Well, Dr. Fung will say, stop eating sugar products. Just stop it. You can get his book on diabetes. And magnesium deficiency is one of the signs of diabetes. It's in the doctor books, but they don't read those books, so they're not going to tell you. They say to control your blood pressure, and the blood pressure, along with calcification, can cause the kidney arteries to become blocked and the kidneys to be damaged. What controls blood pressure for the most part? Magnesium. Eat a healthy diet, of course, and that means, you know, get rid of the sugar. Don't smoke or use tobacco, and that's good advice for anybody. Be active, exercise in some form 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week. Stay a healthy weight. And then they say, ask your doctor if there are medicines you can take to help protect your kidneys. Now, what they will do is they will say, well, with kidney disease, we have to keep track of your diabetes, and maybe we'll put you on metformin, a drug to help, quote, prevent diabetes. And, oh, we'll have to pay special attention to your blood pressure. We don't want you to get blood pressure. Maybe we'll put you on that drug. And, oh, well, blood pressure and problems with the heart, they can be related to cholesterol. Maybe we'll put you on a statin. So always, they're always looking for areas where they can get out the prescription pad, because that's all they know how to do, are medical illiterates. And that's the advice all the way through stage two kidney disease, stage three kidney disease. Then you're talking about getting anemia and creating bone disease even, and that's related to magnesium deficiency when your bones are affected. So it's very unfortunate that when somebody starts on a path of an organ illness, doctors, they have developed the illiterate notion that they aren't going to be able to cure it. And they think that the earlier they can give drugs, the better the patient will feel. They're not going to cure it, but they hope they can slow things down by giving people these preventive drugs. All they tend to do, in our experience with, you know, with my patients and clients and now customers, is they do make things worse, because all these drugs have side effects. And there are lists of drugs that do interfere with kidney function and cause kidney problems. And the questions that came in here, let me just quickly go over them. I probably attended to some of them already. So who's this? Marcia. Marcia says, one neighbor was on dialysis for about a week for some kind of kidney distress after an infection. Now, about 2 months later, she's told her parathyroid hormone is elevated. She's not feeling better with drug therapy and is wondering about taking REMAG. I guess with that, Marcia, it just get you're enabled to read my kidney chapter to kind of understand what we said, or listen to this this show, because I don't know what certainly I don't know what she went through. If she was had an infection, she was on antibiotics, she probably had yeast overgrowth and yeast toxins may be affecting. And when you have the lower filtration, as I said earlier, parathyroid hormones will kick in and they'll start holding on to more calcium and vitamin D. And a person in that regard does need more magnesium to balance off the calcium. The second neighbor, she says, has been on kidney dialysis for 10 years due to hypertension, denies diabetes and obesity. And what about REMAG for people on dialysis? And she says, I don't know anything more about their medical history. So again, reading the chapter would be helpful, because certainly this neighbor's probably having magnesium deficiency symptoms from the dialysis and would then know straight away that magnesium could be helpful. Okay, Jean is saying, I've been reading about a possible connection between gut dysbiosis and chronic kidney disease or an end stage renal disease in some studies. Do you think this is another way to think about the rise in kidney disease? Of course, with the way the gut flora affect the immune system, absorption, serotonin, you know, we find out more and more every day as they're studying the gut flora. So just as I said above, when someone has a kidney infection and they're put on a lot of antibiotics, they will develop yeast overgrowth and an incredible gut flora imbalance. And that's where I'd be recommending reading my yeast book, Reset the Yeast Connection, and taking our Flora Revive, which is a antifungal probiotic, and our Pico Silver. And Pico Silver, I think, is especially useful in people with kidney disease because it does encourage stem cell production. And those stem cells can go to the kidneys and help new kidney cell formation for the kidney cells that have been damaged. Jean also says the overprescribing of certain medications and their possible subsequent effects over time could be another cause. Exactly. You can just Google, drugs that affect kidney function, and you'll find them. And she says, lastly, would you be willing to talk about the neurological symptoms that can occur in conjunction with this disease? Well, I don't know them particularly or specifically, but certainly when someone's on kidney dialysis, they can be building up toxins in the body, and also the calcium and the phosphorus, they will be on medication, and all that will and can affect neurologic function, brain function. But yes, it's a very important condition, as Jean says. So my chapter in Magnesium Miracle will be helpful. Ginny, I will go to you now. There are a couple more questions that Melody Rose sent from Zendesk, but let's see what's on chat or on the phones, or if you have some input before we go to those questions.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, we will definitely be taking phone calls, area code 415, right after we talk with Dr. Dean here. So hang in there if you do have a question for her, and we'll put you back on the line. A couple questions related to the topic at hand with the kidneys. Somewhat. Sonia asked, how will magnesium support the liver? And also, what does magnesium do anything for high bilirubin?
The liver, I'm just typing out the question. Well, certainly the liver, if you think about the 80% of no metabolic functions that magnesium is responsible for, then we do have to consider that magnesium is going to support liver function. And high bilirubin, well, bilirubin, that's a breakdown of the red blood cells and their end products. I mean, just in terms of helping to clear that, probably magnesium is helpful, but I don't know specifically. I haven't looked at that specifically, Sonia. But magnesium, you know, just have to think about it doing 1,000 enzyme interactions or processes, I should say, and 80% of no metabolic function. And yeah, go ahead, Jenny.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. Some more questions coming through. One of the questions I want to just bring up that Grant is from BC, is listening with us tonight. He's been a long-standing customer of ours, a wonderful friend over on the Canadian border. And he said he would like to talk to us after the show. But Grant, I'm encouraging you to get a hold of Lorraine at True Health Canada. And I do want to I want to remind everybody that we are distributing REMAG from True Health Canada in right now. Lorraine Andrus is doing that for us. The website is reset.truehealthcanada.ca. You can also talk to Lorraine about different health concerns you have as well. So Lorraine would be a good person to reach out to, Grant. Just respond to me that you got this information. Also, the other thing is Jill is asking about REMAG and high blood pressure. Do we have a PDF on that, Carolyn? And I'm thinking the REMAG booklet is a good way to go.
Yes, yes. It's just called REMAG, Invisible Minerals Part 1. And I do talk about blood pressure. What happens with the blood that's moving through our blood vessels is it can be kind of contracted upon by blood vessels when the smooth muscles of the blood vessels tighten up. They will decrease the diameter of the blood vessels, and just biodynamically, I guess you could say, or hemodynamically, they will increase the blood pressure. It's just a physical occurrence. But if you're saturated with your REMAG, then those blood vessels, the muscles are going to relax and your blood pressure straightens itself out. I mean, you think of the blood pressure studies, people have been studied for stress and their blood pressure rises. You know, Jenny tells her story about waiting in the doctor's office for an hour and a half a couple of weeks ago, and her blood pressure was sky high. And, you know, the doctor knows Jenny and said, well, we'll watch it. And it was elevated. But then as Jenny told us last week, she confessed that she had not been sipping her REMAG and her minerals throughout the day. She'd been taking them in two shots. So that those two times she took the shots, the blood vessels probably got relaxed. But then, you know, with her incredibly high-pressured lifestyle, throughout the day, her blood vessels, her muscles, everything can tighten up again. So in order to get the nutrients to your cells all day long, you sip your nutrients all day long. I mean, it's just, to me, it was common sense to be able to advise that. And it really did help people when they started to do that. And Jenny said, yep, you're right, Carolyn. Once again. Right, Jenny?
I did. And you're always right. But I was thinking I could be right too, because used Remeg for so many years, you know, that I didn't think it was going to be an issue. But that just goes to show you, you know, you get to the point where you are saturated, and I do have a good magnesium RBC. So I'm thinking, you know, it's 6.0. So I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I can just shoot it in the morning, shoot it at night. But that's the one thing about magnesium is it's used so much by the body that probably, you know, on a daily basis, it gets very easily depleted.
Yes, it's, I don't know that I'd say it's water soluble, but in the sense that the body pushes it out quickly, just so that it won't build up and it won't get high. If it is not in your cells working, it's not going to hang out in your bloodstream. It's going to be dumped in your urine or as a laxative in your bowels. Even the Remag, you know, when I was saturated, at that time, my 3 teaspoons, because I dropped a teaspoon when I took my Remite. I didn't need as much Remag. So 3 teaspoons at a certain point after a year and a half started causing the laxative effect. And I said, oh, I'm saturated. So I weaned back until now I'm on 1 to 1.5 teaspoons. Which is like the taking the RDA. So we do store it, and you know, we'll pull that out under stress. But you know, Ginny doesn't have the signs of magnesium that I do, because you really can't tell if your blood pressure is elevated. But when my magnesium drops at a certain level, I'll start getting a heart palpitation. You know, my heart will just thump, and I'll say, uh-oh, you know, what have I been doing? And sometimes it's just eating too much yogurt and giving myself so much calcium that I don't have enough magnesium to deal with that calcium. I mean, and you get to know your body. I mean, everybody on this call, on the chat, knows what I'm talking about. And actually, just type in what your experience is, because you do know when you're low. And we do have to remind ourselves to you know, sip it through the day, take more if we're under stress. It's all becoming, you know, kind of a natural experiment that we're all in the middle of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are the, what do you call it, Carolyn? N equals one?
Right. N is the number in a clinical trial. So yeah, you're your own clinical trial. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we're going to talk for just a minute with our friend Cheryl, who's quite an animated person on the chat line tonight, Carolyn. I'm going to read you some of her comments. Bless her heart. This is what she says. She says, you were talking earlier about getting rid of sugar. So she says, get rid of sugar. How can you do that? And, but she said, I know I need to do that because my body hurts. So she has a lot of inflammation. She has COVID inflammation, but she's guilty of loving sweets. She says, I'm obese. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm sure I have yeast overgrowth. I have issues. I had a gallbladder out. I have a colon polyp taken out. You know, this and different things going on. She says she's pre-diabetic and she has fatty liver. So, but then she says, Remake has lowered my BP. So that's very good. So I said, well, that just proves that your body is willing to make these adjustments as you give the building blocks. And she said she's still hoping for lower cholesterol. But she says she's just got to get rid of the sugar. And I'm sure Dr. Dean wholeheartedly agrees. So just off the
let
top
me,
of,
no, let me head, say, yeah. You know, just a few things for Cheryl. What I would do is go after the yeast, because yeast will give you a craving for sugar. And the yeast will be causing the 178 different yeast toxins that will cause inflammation and cause gas and bloating and, you know, help cause the weight and, you know, maybe be related to the cholesterol and certainly the prediabetes and the fatty liver. You can get fatty liver from sugar. So I would look at our book, Reset the Yeast Connection, go on the yeast management, which is simply the Flora Revive and the Pico Silver. The Flora Revive is an antifungal and a probiotic, so it's going to help you beat down the yeast. And the Pico Silver, it's an anti-infective, and it also helps prevent the Herxheimer reaction. Because what people hated about a yeast protocol was the die-off. They just feel worse because they were killing so much yeast. But the Pico Silver is good about that. Now, when you're doing the yeast management with the Flora Revive and the Pico Silver, you do have to cut back on sugar somewhat. You can't be feeding it on one end and killing it on the other. But that's where I would start and use the book as your guidance, fill out the questionnaire, see how what your levels are like, look at all the symptoms that you have that are related to yeast, and just to, you know, tackle the yeast. So there.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. And Cheryl, you can comment back on that. Also, I have to say, our customer support team, I think we've walked tens of thousands of people through this process of going on this yeast overgrowth, dealing with this. Our staff has had the experience. Our support team is very good. And there are days when, you know, you don't want to do it and all the rest of this, and it's challenging to get yourself kicked off sometimes. But the transformation is really, really, really important. And so you don't have to feel like you have to do it on your own. You can, you know, enroll the support of our customer support team and let them know what you're up to, and they'll help you. We're here for you. We can't take the actions for you, but we can definitely support in that regard. Do you agree, Carolyn?
Yes, and I was just thinking, you know, every once in a while you'll tell me about one of the staff. Now, we have customer service staff, we have warehouse staff, we have production staff, so there are different levels, but don't you think that our customer service staff, that they're the most vigilant about their products and about their protocols and their health, because they're constantly hearing what people are doing, say, wrong, and that reinforces what they're doing right? What do you think about that?
I think so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they are day in and day out talking to customers, and they know, and they do, again, have that experience. So I do agree with you. And our warehouse team is pretty diligent because they are pushing out so much physical energy.
Right. Right.
The worst offenders are the salespeople. I'm just kidding, because Jackie, those products saved her life. All you have to do is have your life saved by Dr. Dean, and you're pretty diligent for sure.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Okay. Yeah, you can keep going. I know they're still clicking. It's slightly driving me crazy. I wish we knew what it was, and, you know, I hope it doesn't ruin our recording, but let's keep going.
Okay. Well, now I fixed what was wrong before. There shouldn't be any clicking. And I did go already and order a new headset. So it's on the way. But I don't, hopefully it's not me anymore, because I did fix what originally could have been clicking. So let's see. Maybe I won't breathe.
I do have some blog questions from Zendesk. So if you don't have any more chat, can I just go to some of those?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who's it? Jenny is saying, I've had a kidney removed because of kidney cancer. I'm experiencing low kidney function in the remaining kidney, stage 3. And she says stage 3 failure. I mean, it's just a terrible word. It's your filtration is slow. It's not failure. Terrible word. I just received your REMAG, but I'm fearful of causing faster decline in kidney function. Would you recommend taking it for someone with declining kidney function? So I think I've answered all that. And customer service has already sent the kidney section to Jenny. So if she's listening tonight, just read the section. You have questions, just get back to us. And, you know, what's beautiful about the REMAG, it's in drop form. So you can just start taking a few drops. And as you start feeling better and realize you're feeling better, then you'll take more and get up to, you know, maybe 2 teaspoons a day, sip throughout the day. Dave is saying, I'm a diabetic and have already experienced kidney damage, with recommendations that the damaged kidney possibly be removed. What you do if you had chronic kidney disease? Is it safe to use magnesium and protein shakes and other supplements? Thank you for your help. Customer service sent the kidney section for Dave to get educated. And basically, it's taking our nutrients to support the structure and function of the body. He's asking about protein because that's another thing they tell people to cut back on is protein, because the filtration is so weakened, you can lose protein through the urine. And that's one of the signs of kidney disease. But it's mainly supporting the structure and function of the cells. And so Dave will read the chapter and get back to us. Danny is asking if we have a protocol for kidney stones. Yes, it's in the kidney section. He received the kidney stone section from our Future Health Now encyclopedia. And it is a matter of increasing your fluid intake and taking your REMAG and cutting back on calcium products. And the last one from Zendesk is polycystic kidney disease. We just found out our daughter-in-law has this condition. Her mother had it as well. It's heartbreaking. I'm wondering if Dr. Dean knows anything that might help stave off the disease or keep her kidneys healthy enough to prevent a transplant. See, that's what people think when they're told about kidney failure and this and that. I remember one of our very first kidney customers. She owned a stable. She was a horsewoman. And she was talking to us about magnesium for her horses and for her polycystic kidney disease. And she just did better and better. Her measures got better and better as she was taking the REMAG and the REMITE and the Realign. So it's a matter of reading the chapter and then seeing if there are more questions as they come up, as a person, you know, gets through their fear that they've been given by their doctors about magnesium. And that's what this particular show is about, is making people feel safer about taking magnesium in the midst of their kidney problems. Right, Ginny?
Absolutely. And I think we're doing a darn good job. A darn good job. That's what I say. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're 2 minutes from the top of the hour. Let me just let you know we are taking phone calls next hour at 646-558-8656 and the ID number 8836953587 is on the YouTube. It's in our emails. It's right here on the chat line, and Deborah's posted it on the other chat line. So you can get a hold of us. We've got callers waiting right now, hands raised. If you're on the line and you want to talk to Dr. Dean, please hit star nine on your keypad, and we will put you on the phone with her after we return back from this very brief station identification.
hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD-ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.